let me tell you about a strange story yesterday. My oldest son is home from college, and he goes to Auburn University. Of course, he came right on by the show yesterday.
Yeah, I was wanting him to come by because I know were wanting to interview him on how everything was going at school.
Well, if you have a 20-year-old son that's in college, when they're home, the only issue with Blake being on the show is that the show actually is over at 10 a.m. Central Time and live. Now, I know some of you hear it at different times of the day, but for him, he would have had to have been, and that's a pretty wide window, I thought.
Just up moving before 10 in the morning.
Yeah, if we could just get him there.
He could have got up at 9 and been there easy.
Right. I mean, I've heard of somebody saying if they were supposed to be somewhere at 7, I overslept.
Right.
Never heard anybody needed to be somewhere before 10 and they overslept.
Right.
But
it happens.
He overslept, so we were having lunch together, and I was getting caught up on how's everything going, and, let's talk about this. And so the school he goes to, for those of you that are not from this part of the world, is part of this crazed rivalry of Auburn and Alabama, and he goes to Auburn and plays for the Auburn football team. And they have a thing that everybody says, War Eagle.
Right.
And
right.
Even though it's not their mascot, I don't want to get into all that. It's difficult to explain. But for some reason, it's from the anything in this part of the country, if you can't explain it, just say it happened during the Civil War.
Rick,
that's what we always say.
If I can give you the website definition, it is a battle cry.
A battle cry.
Okay.
Even though they're the Tigers, the battle cries were War Eagle.
Right.
About a Civil War Eagle that flew over the stadium. It's not important.
Like LSU is also the Tigers. They have another battle cry that we can't say on the air.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And, just like if you're familiar with the University of Alabama, Roll Tide.
Right.
They're the Crimson Tide.
Right.
They say Roll Tide even though their mascot's an elephant.
Right.
So let's just there's a lot to get in. Let's not even – the important thing –
Don't try to find the logic in it. Just go with
now,
it.
Now, let me be clear on this, okay? My son was the backup center last year as a redshirt freshman.
Right.
And played special teams.
Right.
Okay?
Got to play a national championship game, which is unbelievable.
Look, that's all great, and I'm very, very proud of him, but let's just be real. This is not like a marquee player yet. Okay.
Right.
All right. So, but the ties to the show, he says.
Rick, I think it's a pretty big deal to be on a college football team, much less one that played for the national championship and won.
But
I know what you're saying.
Back to yesterday's show, okay? Back in the day.
He's not the quarterback, is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying, like yesterday's program, I only acknowledge Brett Favre, playing for the Packers.
Right.
I don't acknowledge all that to happen after.
Right.
And so, but if I say I walked in and there was a Packer player that was the backup center and played on special teams and he had no color on of any kind, other than there being a big guy over there, I probably wouldn't know who he was.
Right.
Like if I saw Brett Favre.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's one thing to see Cam Newton. It's another thing to see Blake Burgess.
People that would recognize Brett Favre wouldn't recognize Brett Favre's backup center.
That's my point.
Right.
So we're sitting there, and he has nothing on from the team. Nothing. There's no colors on, nothing. And we're having a conversation. So a guy goes by. Hey, War Eagle. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Another guy comes by, War Eagle. Now, these people don't stop and talk. They don't say hello.
That's all they say.
And so I think, well, maybe they know the show and they probably figured out this is Blake. Over the other side of the restaurant, War Eagle. War Eagle. And it just starts coming out of nowhere, and I'm looking at Blake, and he goes, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And I mean, and it just gets more, everybody is saying it. So we walk outside, we're kind of whatever, and you're discussing the next big issue, ice cream.
Right. Next on the agenda, ice cream.
And all of a sudden, he looks at his iPhone, and he starts laughing. And I said, what's going on?
No.
He said, there's some kind of Auburn craze Twitter thing, and they have Twittered Blake Burgess of Auburn is at the restaurant we were at. Go by and say War Eagle. And all crazed Auburn fans who are following the Auburn Twitter were told to go to this restaurant if you're near it and say War Eagle to Blake Burgess. They were doing it. I mean, do you realize what a strange time we're living in?
Any stay in it's mixed in?
No.
You know what? I'm going to Twitter that you're somewhere, Rick, so somebody else will stay in it.
Because the whole time I'm
at Beach Resort, come by and say stay in it.
I mean, but guys, first of all, we have to say this.
I got that.
Does it hurt your feelings that Blake's a snap or two away from being more famous than you are?
Yeah, well, I watch my dad have to go through this, so I'm prepared. But what I'm saying is this, is first of all, that even exists.
Right.
Right. The fact that not only does it exist, people follow it. Right. There's step two.
Right.
Step three,
right.
Only does it exist and I'm following it, I'm near this restaurant.
I'm going to go do it.
And then four, I'm doing it.
Right.
How many people are on that Twitter?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know which one
it was? He went into it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Right.
And
right.
I had to be somewhere at 12:50. So it was in a pressure-packed situation when he was trying to explain it to me, so I didn't listen like I should have.
And you know, there's timelines on that. I don't know. I play with Twitter, but I don't know the details.
But one of his
friends...
Where
you can get on a location one any twits that are going out from your area right around where you're at, you pick up, too. So
I saw a couple of twits walking the other day.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, what happened was his buddy emailed him with it attached.
Right.
He says, hey, by the way, they're telling people to come say War Eagle to you on this, on whatever it was. Some crazed, you know, fan football Twitter.
We'll tweet anything.
But again, do you understand the steps? Number one, it exists.
Right.
Number two, I'm following it.
Right.
Number three, I'm near. Number four, I will do it.
Rick, I will put three. I'll put 2A in there. I uploaded it to begin with.
Right.
You know, yeah. So you got that guy.
I don't know who this was, but well done. I mean, some guy, you know.
War Eagle.
Yeah. Blake Burgess at so and so. Go by and see him. Say War Eagle.
That's funny.
And they did.
Twitty stuff.
Because, you know, I was taking.
So how's Blake deal with all that?
He said, you know, there's people real serious about their football.
Yes.
And he said, this is pretty much nonstop for anybody that's on the team.
Oh, does that ever happen? Yeah. Does that ever happen off the drama department tweet?
He said the time that he was, he said the only way people knew about him.
Hey, King Arthur is over in
the. No, this is what he said. Here's what he said.
Oedipus. Go by and tell him to break a leg.
Well, like I said again, this part of the world, football is the standard.
Right.
But here's what he said. He said the only way people knew I was in a Shakespearean play was the fact that ESPNU did a story about it.
Right.
You know, so it went from football back over to the state. It all goes through the football. That was weird to me.
Yeah.
Because I knew something was up that they weren't engaging in a conversation.
Right.
You know, they weren't like, hey, man, love the show, or hey, is this your son, or hey, Blake, is this your dad?
Yeah. What you weighing now, Blake?
Right.
Team looking.
Right.
You know, and it kind of freaked you out because the first guy who wore you just went over to his table and sat down, didn't even look at us after he wore you and just started, you know, ordering. I'm like,
I tell you, whoever put that on there, that's a good one, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I give him props.
There you go. So, Dad, can I have some more money? Where you go?
Okay. I will tell you, it's amazing to me.
Books are D-Roy.
It's amazing to me, the Internet, Twitter, Facebook, all that.